Welcome to The Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm so incredibly glad that you are here today. Today, we have a fantastic interview lined up. We are going to be meeting with the CEO of Zero Shoes. Zero Shoes. Yeah, it sounds like what it is. You're not wearing any shoes, but actually you are. And Zero is spelled a little unusually, and that's X-E-R-O. Zero Shoes. It is a really neat story of conception and how the product began. You're also going to be hearing from one of the fastest 55-year-old and up men on the planet. He's a speedster. And not only is he physically fast when he runs, but I'm going to tell you, he's also pretty mentally quick too. So today I am going to be interviewing Stephen Sashen of Zero Shoes, and Stephen's on the line now. Stephen, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. I am good today.
Excellent. So, Stephen, you are the CEO and co-founder of Zero Shoes, and that's Zero with an X, X-E-R-O, Zero Shoes. Tell us about Zero Shoes. What is Zero Shoes?
It's simple. I like to start with a question, which is, do your feet feel better at the end of the day than they do at the beginning? And I've never met anyone who says yes. And my response is, if the answer is no, it's because you're not letting your feet do what's natural. Your feet are supposed to bend and flex and move and feel. Your toes are supposed to spread out and relax. That's how they actually function best. And most shoes don't let you do that. They squeeze your toes together. They elevate your heel, which messes with your posture. They insulate you from the ground, and they're stiff, and they don't let your foot move. So Zero Shoes, they're casual and performance shoes and sandals that have a nice wide toe box so your toes can spread. They're low to the ground for balance and agility. They're super, super flexible so your feet can bend the way they're supposed to. The soles give you the right combination of feedback, you know, just stimulating all those nerves in the bottom of your feet and telling your brain how to use your entire body, but also give you a really good amount of protection for whatever you're looking to do. And they're really durable. The soles are backed with a 5,000-mile warranty, and they're super lightweight. In fact, we've had a number of emails from people who said that they're so lightweight and they are so comfortable, they've accidentally gone to bed still wearing them and then realized what they were doing. And so we have people in 97 countries who do everything in Zero Shoes, from taking a walk to going for a workout to having a hike to just strolling with a friend or even climbing Kilimanjaro and running ultramarathons across Madagascar.
You said that before. You have your elevator pitch down.
You know what? I know what the highlights are, but I say it differently every time.
So you said all that, and one thing jumped out at me, and I'm sure it's there for a reason. It is to jump out, and that is you have a 5,000-mile warranty. Come on, man. There's no odometers on these, right?
No, we trust you. The gist is, most shoes, especially performance shoes, they say, oh, you have to replace them every 300 to 500 miles. And that's because they're made with a bunch of foam in the midsole that breaks down the moment you start wearing it and wears out quickly and can really mess with your body. And so they make the rubber, they design the rubber so it wears out around the same time the foam wears out. Well, we don't have any of that. And when we approached our rubber manufacturer, we said we want something really durable but really flexible and really grippy. And we gave them the parameters, and they said, but that's not how they make outsoles for shoes. We went, yeah, no joke. That's why we want to do it this way. So, and the where that came from was our original inspiration were the sandals that the Tarahumara Indians in Mexico make out of used tires. And people would say to us, well, how long are these things going to last? And this is maybe 2 years into the company. And we said, I don't know. No one's ever worn out a pair. And so then I came up with the idea of the 5,000-mile warranty inspired by tires.
That's pretty cool. Do I put a dime on the bottom to see if I've got tread life left? Or?
Kind of. Basically, what it says is if you wear the ball of the foot or the heel down to less than a millimeter, you can get a new pair for something like 60% off. I mean, we basically just give them to you at cost.
How did you come up with the idea to be in shoes? And I don't think you were in shoes before.
Well, I was wearing shoes before.
Right, everybody was wearing shoes.
Yeah. Right. Let's just say we met some guys who about 7 months in said to us, you know, we love what you're doing. We believe this natural movement thing is the most important thing for people and for their feet. And we would start this business with you because we've been in footwear for 35 years. But because we've been in footwear for 35 years, we're not stupid enough to try and start a shoe company. And so my wife, Lena, and I uttered what I call the five dangerous entrepreneurial words and said, how hard could this be? And oh my God, is it hard. So it happened really by accident. And let me actually back up. My wife has a great line. She says, there's really no reason to start another shoe company. There's enough of them out there. The only reason to start one is if what you do changes people's lives. And we have tens of thousands of emails and phone calls and reviews from people who use that phrase, either because they're just so comfortable or because letting your body do what's natural has these really incredible effects. I mean, the simplest thing is if you use it, it works. If you don't use it, it doesn't. And that's what our shoes let you do. So that said, here's how it started. About 12 years ago-ish, I got back into sprinting after a 30-year break, and I was getting injured pretty much constantly. And after a couple of years of this, a friend of mine who's a world champion runner said, why don't you try running barefoot and see if you learn anything from doing that? And what I learned was the form problem that I had, the gait problem that I had that was leading to my injuries, and I could feel it instantly because basically running barefoot wrong hurts. And what I learned after that was how to change my gait so that it didn't hurt, and then my injuries went away, I became faster, I became a Masters All-American sprinter, which means for now for men over 55, I'm one of the fastest guys in the country, although arguably for men over 55, you might be talking to the fastest Jew in the world. that's a whole other story. So anyway, this natural movement experience was so profound, I wanted it all the time. So I knew about the Tarahumara Indians. I knew they made these, you know, sandals out of used tires. I just found some rubber from a shoe repair place, and I figured out a lacing system based on this 10,000-year-old design idea and just laced a thin piece of rubber to my feet with this, you know, new pair of sandals that I created. And then people said, hey, I want some of those, and they told two friends, and they told two friends. And then one day a guy says to me, I'm writing a book on barefoot running, and if you treated this sandal-making hobby like a business, I would put you in a book. All you need is a website. And so I've been an internet marketer for a long time. I've built hundreds of websites. I rush home. I pitch this brilliant idea to my wife, who assures me that it is a horrible idea, in fact, and that it's a distraction. We actually were starting a search engine marketing business at the time, and she goes, just a distraction from what we're trying to do. Do not do this. And I said, yeah, you're right. And then after she went to bed, I built a website. So that's how it began. And it really just took off. The next morning when she kind of growled at me, I said, look, it's a good case study for our SEM business. The people that are ranking for the keywords I care about are clearly there by accident, and I think I can own this whole thing in like 3 months. And I was wrong. It only took me 6 weeks, and by then it was our full-time job. And here we are 9.5 years later. Yeah,
that's awesome. Now, your story and your wife's story clash. She said the first pair were for her.
Well, the first pair was for her, and she sort of patted me on the head like, thanks, honey. You know, like if you give your mom a baseball glove for Mother's Day, it's like, oh, here, I'll take that back from you. So, but then she started wearing them, and she noticed that when she was walking, she said, I was walking like I was a high-powered Chicago attorney on my way to a case that I was late for, but she was really just strolling down to the Boulder Farmers Market. And so over the course of a week or so, her gait changed. It lightened up. She really got used to and enjoyed feeling the world. And then after a couple of weeks, she had to put on a pair of what she thought were healthy sandals and took two steps and went, oh, I could never wear these again. And that's a really common phenomenon. Once you let your feet do what's natural, it feels so good, so right. You just can't go back to shoes that, again, squeeze your toes, keep your feet from moving naturally, and keep you from feeling the ground.
You originally created these shoes, you know, as a solution to a problem for you when it came to running and foot injuries or other injuries that you were having because of the way that you were running. But foot injuries, and I would imagine, let me just put it this way, I would imagine then the product line is and is currently still developed and designed for with the runners in mind as kind of the first market, but then obviously more.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So let's be clear. When we started the company, for the first 3.5 years, we were selling a do-it-yourself sandal-making kit, so you could make your own version of this 10,000-year-old sandal idea. In fact, the first couple of years, we were literally taking big sheets of rubber, cutting them into small sheets of rubber, going to every Home Depot up and down the Front Range of Colorado to find this particular cord that they sold that we were cutting into smaller pieces that we would sell with the rubber along with instructions on how to make these sandals. And since then, it's expanded. As I mentioned, we've got, you know, casual and performance shoes and sandals. And so while we do have a performance line that runners love, road runners and trail runners, what we saw originally was like the barefoot runner in the family would buy one of these DIY kits, and then a week later we'd see an order for the rest of the family who were not runners. They just like to walk around and, again, have that natural feeling and just get their feet free from the confines of shoes. So I would say that the majority of our customers actually aren't runners, but they do tend to be health and fitness minded human beings. And so that's the way it's breaking down now. And it's expanding. So as more and more people experience the shoes and tell more and more people, because word of mouth has been the number one way this has grown, there's just people who use our shoes for everything. Oh, so we had a guy who won the Baltimore tryouts for American Ninja Warrior just recently, and he was wearing our shoes. We didn't know that was going to happen. We got phone calls. Hey, did you see what that guy on A&W is wearing? And then we have, do you know the game Dance Dance Revolution?
Yeah,
the lights pads you have to step on. Yeah. So it turns out that some of the world champions in Dance Dance Revolution wear our shoes. So we have drummers who say that they love our shoes because they can feel the pedals. We had a guy come into our office, tried on some shoes, walked around outside, and was just marveling at how much he could feel, and it was a big deal for him because he's blind. And so the number of things that, again, it's not us. We're just getting out of the way to let you do what's natural. And the number of things that can impact in someone's life is so vast as to practically be uncountable.
Are you familiar with what's called the Medici effect?
No, but it sounds interesting in Italian.
It is kind of cool. The Medici effect is a book that was written a number of years ago. I think it was published by the Harvard Press. And it's a very interesting book. It talks about when you bring people from varying different backgrounds together, that's where real innovation happens. It's because people don't know what they're supposed to have barriers. They don't know that they can't do it, right?
No, I've got to interrupt you. It's so funny. We have a number of patents, or at least, well, the company has a number of patents from things that I invented. And I invented these things. We have a footwear designer who's on our team who's been designing footwear for 40 years, and I have a number of other friends who've been designing footwear for equally that amount of time. And they've all said to me, yeah, you're coming up with these ideas that are really clever because you know nothing about how to make shoes. And I didn't. I do now. But mostly I'm just looking at natural movement and human function and thinking about what people need to do what it is they're trying to do. And then I just sort of, I mean, my only marketable job skill is I like to figure stuff out. And I tend to be good at kind of getting through the mythology and the common wisdom, which is rarely common and certainly often not wise, and just finding what that essential thing is. Besides, I've got a weird background. My undergraduate research in cognitive psychology was on cognitive aspects of motor skill acquisition. I've taught everything from gymnastics to Zen archery to yoga to running, of course. I just have a thing for figuring out stuff about physical motion.
I'm going to give you a Medici moment here because I have no barriers and I'm suddenly hearing this. I am too, like you, share a marketing background, been doing that for a long time. And so my head's always spinning about market and what you could do with something and whatnot. But you market, and like you said, in your own words, you know, a high percentage of your consumers are fitness minded, et cetera. But foot problems are not relegated to fitness. And they in fact, this is an interesting statistic for you, and it's one that's personally close to me, and that is 9.4% of Americans, almost 10% of the population, 100% have feet, but 9.4% have...
That's actually not true, but okay.
Okay, fair enough. You're quite correct. Oh, I stand corrected. A very, very high percentage have feet. But 9.4% of Americans are diabetic. And diabetics, you know, and I am one of those. And
diabetic neuropathy is a real thing. Yeah.
It's a real thing. So,
I know. So let me say a couple things. We are not a bajillion-dollar company with a gazillion dollars behind us. So we bootstrapped our way to where we are. And what that means is that we haven't yet been able to sponsor the kind of research we would like to sponsor to prove the things that, frankly, we shouldn't have to prove. Things like using your body is better than not using your body. We all know constrain a joint, if you support a joint, like putting your arm in a cast, it gets weaker very quickly. In fact, there's research coming out now that shows that if you put an orthotic or an insole in your shoe so your foot doesn't move very much, it supports your foot. Your foot gets up to 17% weaker in as little as 10 weeks, which is crazy, and then people keep doing this. So there is research that is out about the value of natural movement, and there's actually interesting research coming out about working with diabetic neuropathy and having people feel protected and be protected, but still get the stimulation they need to help with blood flow and sensation. We, in fact, have a product on our website. It's called a Nobosso. That's a Czech word for barefoot, a Nobosso insole, and a new sandal coming out that's a sandal with this Nobosso insole technology. There is some preliminary research from Australia showing how something like that could be helpful for diabetic neuropathy. Again, I'm not making any medical claims. I can't do that.
Well, you can, of course not. Right.
But, and the simple thing I say when people ask me medical questions, other than saying I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV or the internet, is just ask yourself this question. Do you think natural movement could be helpful? Do you think letting your body do what it's supposed to do could be helpful? If so, that's why we're here. And so there are, in addition to diabetic neuropathy, there's plantar fasciitis, knee osteoarthritis, knee pain, hip pain, back pain. Let me describe it this way. Your foot, again, is supposed to bend and move and flex and feel. And if you don't let it do its job, that job tries unsuccessfully to move up to higher joints, like your ankle, your knee, your hip, and your back. And those are not wired for that same function. That's why you can have problems if you support your feet too much and don't let them do what they're supposed to do. So we are really looking forward to not just research that we sponsor, of course, but there's more and more research being done that shows the benefits of using your feet. There's a woman in Brazil, her name is Dr. Irene Sacco, who took a bunch of elderly, I think women only, but it might have been women and men, don't hold me to it, and she just put them in a really minimalist shoe, something similar to ours, and didn't give them any instructions, just had them walk around in that shoe. She didn't say, break it in slowly or transition slowly. It's like, here's these shoes, wear these shoes. Their knee osteoarthritis went away. And the reason, it seems, is because when you're wearing a big, thick, padded shoe, you tend to slam your foot into the ground heel first and don't use your muscles, ligaments, and tendons as shock absorbers, but instead send all that force straight up through your joints. And when they stopped sending that force through their joints, their osteoarthritis went away. So, again, we don't have a study showing that our shoes do that. You can draw some lines between Isabel's study and what we're doing, though. And again, we're not making medical claims. But just when you think about the logic of what I just described, it's like, you should be going, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I told you, mentally bright, really quick guy. Former stand-up comedian. Definitely love to spar with this guy some more. We didn't have enough time to get all of this show in. So join us tomorrow and listen to the second half of our interview with Steve. I hope that you join us then. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why is That Company the white label digital marketing provider for some of the biggest agencies in the industry? Because we get results, we retain clients, and we deliver profitability. Visit www.thatcompany.com to find out how we can make your agency more profitable.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, executive producer Rob the Hitchhiker Young, web guru Taj Royer, and the audio man with the plan, Shoddy. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.